Sheriff, Florida man arrested 25 times now charged with drug trafficking. By Amy Furr on August 7, 2023. A 49-year-old convicted felon in Putnam County, Florida, has now been arrested 25 times, the latest coming after authorities tracked him down on Friday. Casey Judd Howe was facing charges after authorities located him on a secluded property, Fox News reported Sunday. In a social media post on Sunday, the Putnam County Sheriff's Office said its drug/vice unit detectives partnered with crime suppression deputies found Howe at the property in Flagler County. Deputies from that county also helped locate the man during an extensive search. Howe was arrested on his warrants for first-degree felony trafficking in methamphetamines and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, the agency said. As a little added bonus, the owner of the property had an unrelated warrant for his arrest, the post noted. In another post on Thursday, the sheriff's office announced Howe was wanted and asked residents who had more information about his location to contact officials. If you're Casey Howe and you want to turn yourself in, because honestly running is exhausting, come by the sheriff's office and ask to speak to a deputy, the agency stated. Records reportedly show the suspect's first arrest took place in 1992, and the majority of those incidents involve drugs or driving offenses, according to the Fox article. The suspect's latest arrest in Putnam County was in 2015, when Howe was booked for possession of methamphetamines. He was charged with selling synthetic narcotics the year before, the outlet said. Social media users praised the sheriff's office for its work on the recent case, one person writing, "Great job. Working together to get the dealers off the streets and behind bars. Hopefully the court system will keep them there for a while." Sept 11 will be 5 years since our 23-year-old daughter died and was left in a creek from overdose. "Thank you, Putnam County Sheriff's Office, for saving another parent from having to go through it," another user replied. In an updated post on April 10, the Orlando Recovery Center said meth-related deaths are on the rise in the state, noting that Florida recorded nearly 3,000 meth primary treatment admissions in the 2015 to 2016 year. The center continued. "Unfortunately, not everyone seeks help. In 2015, at least 305 people were found to have methamphetamine in their system at the time of death, which FDA says is a 41% increase year over year. Since 2011, the number of meth-related death cases has grown by 165%. The trend is still growing." The center also explained that meth manufacture creates difficult challenges for law enforcement officers trying to keep their communities safe. "When one domestic lab is discovered and disbanded, another pops up in its place," it said, adding, "All the homegrown meth labs are still found across the country. Most meth now comes to the U.S. from Mexican drug cartels." Breitbart News has extensively covered cases involving the drug known as methamphetamine.